Let's talk a little bit about relapse disease, and maybe to get into that, we can hear about your 53-year-old lady.
She had been diagnosed really quite a long time ago, and she had had lots of different treatments. She had, initially, before I saw her, she had been treated with R-CHOP, and then had a relapse, actually fairly early, but I think it was around a year and a half later. She then got bendamustine rituximab. We gave her lenalidomide and rituximab at the time. And then she had progression actually pretty soon after lenalidomide and rituximab. And so that time I was starting to look at options. You know, I was talking to her about potentially autologous stem cell transplant. She was really not that keen on doing a transplant. We actually were looking for donors, and she had a brother who was actually a very good match for an allogeneic transplant. And we decided to give her idelalisib as a single agent. And she tolerated this very well. Actually didn't have any diarrhea or any colitis, no GI issues. And when she relapsed, she actually had some pretty bulky, visible nodes in the neck. Those all disappeared with idelalisib. But with the CT PET scans, it didn't go away completely. She still had some residual nodes around 2 centimeters in the chest and abdomen. And I think she stayed on this for almost a year, if I remember. Yeah, so 14 months, but then progressed. And this was a couple years ago. And we sent her to the NIH at that time for a CAR T-cell trial. And she got on the CAR Ts and, again, had a very nice initial response, but had a lot of neurotoxicity within the first, goodness, I guess it was probably within about a month of therapy. Came to see me soon thereafter. She had a good partial remission. I put her on observation because she was, her symptoms had resolved. And within, I would say, 6 months, she again progressed with nodes in the neck and in the abdomen. So, you know, there was some idea about, again, this maybe we could re-energize the CAR T cells with immunotherapy, and I put her back on single-agent lenalidomide without rituximab, and she went into a complete remission.
Wow.
Fantastic, yeah. And she had progressed with lenalidomide almost immediately after lenalidomide before, so I think that we're probably boosting the CAR T cells that were still circulating in her, and this is when 3 or 4 months after the CAR T cell at NIH.
Wow.
Yeah, fantastic.
Now what? What's going on with her now?
So actually she went on, we talked about this for a while and I was not so sure if this would be durable. So remember I mentioned she had a brother that was a match, and so we sent her and she had an allogeneic transplant.
Wow.
And is now in follow-up.
What a story.
Whether or not, and, you know, in retrospect, I'm thinking about it, did she really need the allo transplant? It's going to be hard to know. We're seeing this, at that time, this was a couple years ago before we had much durable data with the CAR T-cell therapy, but...
Wow, what a story.
We actually are writing, you know, we wrote her case up with a couple other cases that, of CAR T-cells that kind of re-energized with either PD-1 inhibitors or lenalidomide.
Wow, that is really fascinating.